Welcome to Grand Central. Embark on a multi-generational journey of conversations filled with insight, encouragement, and wisdom. A special time set aside for grandparents. Here's your host, best-selling author, acclaimed speaker, and devoted grandfather, best known as Pop Pop, Tim Huff.
Welcome, Grand Central listeners. As ever, I'm so thankful you're with us, listening in. And while every episode is special for one reason or another, this one is unique and very special to me for a few reasons, and perhaps an episode you might not thought we'd take on. Now then, before I say anything more about that, let's say hello to my very special guests, Moira and Richard Brown. Hello.
It is so good to see you, Tim.
Nice to see you again, Tim.
I'm so thankful you're both here. Many longtime listeners to Joy Radio in Southern Ontario will surely be familiar with Moira's voice. And longtime viewers of TV programs, a number of them broadcast on Crossroads Network across Canada and internationally, know of her exceptional and warm ways as a television host. Moira, please say hello again, this time to our listeners, and introduce us to Richard, your husband.
Well, my handsome prince joins me today. We've been married 36 years.
Soon. Very soon.
And we're thrilled to see what you're doing here, and congratulations. Is it okay to say?
I'll take it, sure.
You have another grandbaby on the way.
Yeah, that is new news. That's coming at the beginning of May, yeah.
I haven't gone where I shouldn't, I hope.
It's all good. It is exciting. Are you kidding? That's a great way.
We were with you when you were anticipating grandbaby number one.
Yeah.
So here to see this.
5 years ago.
Yeah, of course you're sharing from your life experience. It just makes sense. Well, Richard hired me to work at Crossroads Communications in 1988. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And didn't even occur to me that he might not be married. And I wasn't even looking to get married. But 7 months later, we married. It all happened very quickly.
That is quick. Richard, what were you doing at Crossroads that you hired her?
Well, at that time, I was VP Finance and Admin, Secretary Treasurer to the board. You know,
okay.
So, yeah, that's why I interviewed everybody that came in at that time.
Very cool.
Yeah, so Moira was really nice because I came out when I first saw the tape. Dick Gray, who was the head of broadcasting at the time, he came to me and said, take a look at this. It was a tape that Moira had done in the summer. And we'd been looking for a woman to come on and be a presence on the program because we hadn't had one up to that time.
Not full-time.
And he showed me the tape. I sat down and listened to it, and I said, she's the girl we've been looking for.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, that's quite a story then. That's very cool. Now, Moira, this is interesting for me because you've interviewed me, I don't know, countless times over how many years, and here you are,
count the books,
my guest. So it's so cool to have you both here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, listeners, Moira and Richard are gifting us by accepting my humble invitation to join me today. Today's topic is not a simple one. It's a very sensitive one, and it is indeed a very important one. While most of you Grand Central listeners are grandparents, it has been on my heart how we would address that grandparents can celebrate their grandparenting journey while also prioritizing sensitivity, great sensitivity, to others who are not on that same journey, or at least not yet, but kind of wish or pray maybe they were. I know a number of loved ones in my family and friends come to mind, and I'm guessing for a lot of you grandparent listeners, you have people that come to mind as well. So what grace and goodness to have Moira and Richard come and speak about this and to share some insights and some goodness to be taken to heart. Of course, I just want to preface it with this as a big picture statement. Let me start here, fully stating the obvious, that the variables in life and in personal and family stories are all in the mix of the wider conversation at hand. People who did not have children for any number of reasons may come to mind. Matters of infertility for a particular generation or generations. Estrangement, tragedy, circumstance and timing, on and on. So it's vital to preface this conversation by absolutely honoring that everyone's story is uniquely their own, just as Moira and Richard's is. But around the issue of discerning and the showing sensitivity, maybe there are some common denominators, and my dear friends are here to generously help us process that. So Moira and or Richard, maybe we can start by just hearing a bit of your story in context to this topic.
Well, I think we should identify the fact that we both come from large families. I'm the eldest of six. Richard is the second born, but seven.
It's seven. I have an elder sister, and then there's five younger ones, some of whom I bathed and fed and
diapered,
you know, so there were kids always in the family.
Very family oriented. And of course now, my goodness, there are 34 and a half great nieces and nephews on the Brown side. And I guess we have 10. So we're all about family. We have two children. They are 32 and 33. Not seriously dating at this time. No sign of grandchildren. And I will say, I have to sometimes remind my husband that he can't accost strangers' children on the street because that makes them very uncomfortable. He is very, probably, if one of us is pining a little, it would be my dear husband.
I would say, I'm really not a threat. I'm an old, bald guy, so what are they going to do? You know, I love kids, and I get to hug lots of them.
Yeah, Moira was just before the show, our listeners won't know, Moira was showing us pictures of you doing some work in Africa, and with the children there that you were just adoring and helping care for.
And listen, the TV commercials are enough. Look, cute little kids on the TV and he's melting. That's Richard. But you know what came to mind just as we were thinking about being with you, Tim? Our first pregnancy miscarried. And I'm sure there are folks listening who also are surprised at the grief of that loss. We were in an amusement park and the gift shop. And I was having a hard time emotionally. You know, I was dragging my heart around. There on the shelf was a bikinied stuffed bear, sunglasses on, sitting on one of those inner tubes that you do the lazy river in. And on the tube it said, "Enjoy life. This is not a dress rehearsal." God was speaking to me as if it had been on the speakerphone. You know, Moira, this is not the end of the story. This is a day that was planned for you before you were born. Don't waste it wallowing in what you don't have. And I would say that a key in our lives, people are part of our life every day, mostly unplanned. And an other's focus is a really important way to express your trust that God's plan for you is good, pleasing ultimately, and perfect.
Wow. It just reminds me of my friend and pastor, Eric Mwembelo, who lives in Kabwe, Zambia. And he said, "I have 5 points that I want you to remember."
This was the end of his sermon.
5-point sermon. 1, live for others. 2, live for others.
Right.
3, live for others. 4, and so on. And then he often ended a point that he was trying to make with, "Think about it." Okay? So I would challenge our listeners, you know, to just think about that, living for others.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Now, Moira, you used the word pining. You said Richard might be the one pining. Are there words or phrases that best describe the emotion or the reality for either, both of you?
So neither of us. I became a dad at 40, so I'm not really concerned about my two kids in their early 30s.
Right,
you know,
of course.
And when that happens. And we have had a fabulous time. I mean, we probably would have had a mitful more had we started earlier, but at least in my mind. But I think I would rather my children get the right spouse.
Of course.
Than just move into something to satisfy my desire to have little ones. But that's which is distant from me. And life is an adventure. And this is part of the, and adventures aren't always where you want it to be, but it is an adventure. I love this quote that Moira's often used, you know, from an old movie, Auntie Mame. Oh. You know, life is a banquet, but most poor suckers are starving to death. You know, so we enjoy the adventure, you know, of life.
That's the Rosalind Russell version, 1958.
Okay. Wow, that's timely. How about, like, you have come to this place of peace and grace and waiting on whatever God has in store, but you must have or be aware of peers and stuff like that that are in a different space than that, that maybe haven't come to that place.
I would love to illustrate. I'm going to be careful to protect the person's identity. Mm-hmm. Definitely some heartache at the reality that there won't be grandchildren. Mm-hmm. She has two middle-aged single daughters. And something rather unique and wonderful has happened. They have taken into their home, into their townhouse, a very needy young woman who has mental health issues, behavioral issues, some addiction. And it is just fascinating to see how one is taking the role of grandma, another the role, the mothering role. Mm-hmm. And they're fully invested in this unique family scenario. And it brings to mind My kindergarten teacher, Cora E. Bailey. Anyone who's ever heard me speak has probably heard me talk. She still influences my life daily. Cora never married. She never seemed young. You know, my son's preschool teachers were all hotties.
Right.
Cora was not one of those. But she influenced my life in profound ways. I mean, one day I was the only person to plow through snowdrifts on a snow day to get to her class. I can still see her sitting on the piano bench and saying, Moira, would you like to take out a puzzle? Okay. Everything was always okay in her class. And she influenced generations of children by her creative, colorful, consistent caring. You know, her tap on the head before Smalling and Trent wrote the blessing. We were getting it every day leaving her class. I don't know if the teachers can even touch children anymore, but we had that tap that said, I see you, you're a person of value and worth. And just so many little right. things.
And there's so much inherent parent, grandparent goodness in such a voice and a person. Now, listen, you guys won't believe this.
Time's
we're
up.
We're near the end of the first show.
Oh.
Yeah, we're barely started. So, to my listeners, to Moira and Richard, they're going to be back consecutively, including for the next show. So, we have just got started. We've got familiar with our guests. Whenever I have guests on, the first show kind of just
warm up.
Lets us know who they are, right? And so that's why it's wonderful that you can go to grand-central.ca and listen to all the previous shows, this one again, and whenever our shows come up, you know they'll be there. Okay, we're going to have you on next week. For now, I'm going to end, as I always do, with the Grand Central benediction, but I have adapted it the tiniest bit so it reflects a benediction for grandparents, but for those who are not grandparents as well, just for these couple of shows with you as our guests, that has that sensitivity even in the benediction. I hope there's a word and a phrase that is meaningful for you, our listeners. May peace and joy be abundant in this sacred season of your journey. May you find comfort in knowing you have done your very best to be at your best. during this profound and reflective chapter in your life. And may the expressions of your tender heart bring great light and goodness to a world filled with people that need to know they are cherished. Until next time, God bless and Godspeed.
Thank you for joining us for Grand Central. Engaged and loving grandparents have proven over and over to be life-giving and life-changing in young lives throughout history. But the need for grandparents and all they have to offer has perhaps never been as great as it is today. The Grand Central goals are to inspire, honor, and help resource grandparents on their journey of goodness. If you're a grandparent or grandfriend and would like to share your experience or leave a thoughtful comment, please visit grand-central.ca. Tune in to Grand Central with Tim Huff every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here on Joy. Grand Central is a Youth Unlimited initiative.